Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatya Desatavine, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi, Gauravakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On the occasion of Gaura Purnima, the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll be speaking on a particular pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon his entrance into Jagannath Puri.
在朱切坦尼马哈帕布的显现日 Gaura Purnima， 我给大家讲述朱切坦尼马哈帕布进入到 Jagannath Puri 的这段逍遥时光。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the first 24 years of his presence on earth in Navadvip, both as a young student, then as a grihastha. Then he took sannyas towards the end of his 24th year, and at the request of his beloved mother, he went to Jagannath Puri instead of Vrindavan to worship Krishna there.
当朱切坦尼马哈帕布降临于地球的 Navadvip 的时候，他在 Navadvip 度过了他的前24年的时光，其中包括他作为学生的逍遥时光、居士的逍遥时光。后来在他24岁的时候，他做了 Sanyasi， 在他心爱的母亲的请求下，他去到了 Jagannath Puri， 而没有居住在 Vrindavan， 在那里崇拜主 Krishna。
So the pastime I'd like to describe has to do with the highly learned Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the first in Jagannath Puri to become moved from worldly consciousness to Krishna consciousness by a series of events that I'm about to describe.
我想要给大家讲述的逍遥时光跟非常有学识的 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 息息相关。 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 是朱切坦尼马哈帕布在 Jagannath Puri 第一个从物质知觉当中转变进入到被转变进入到 Krishna 知觉当中的人。下面讲的这几段事件，就是描述了朱切坦尼马哈帕布如何把 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 从物质知觉当中转变进入到 Krishna 知觉当中。
A little background on Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was very elder and renowned in the world as the most outstanding scholarly person.Of course, behind Nimai Pandit or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was young, but by divine arrangement, although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya lived in Navadvip, maybe some of you have visited there, a place called Vidyanagara, a place where there's schools, is Vidyanagara.
现在我给大家讲一点关于 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的背景。 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 当时很资深，比较年龄比较大，但是是闻名于世的学者，当然他的学问仅次于 Nimai Pandit 或者主持他的 Mahaprabhu， 虽然主持他的 Mahaprabhu 的年纪比他小， 在神圣的安排之下，萨瓦波玛帕塔恰亚居住在 Navadvip。 可能你们去过 Navadvip 的 Vidyanaga 这个地方，萨瓦波玛帕塔恰亚就是就读于 Vidyanaga。
He was quite elderly and renowned for his scholarship even then. There are six doctrines of which five had been mastered by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The remaining doctrine that he wanted to learn was Nyaya, or logic.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 年龄比较大，那个时候他已经是远近闻名的学者，有六大学说。萨瓦波玛帕塔恰亚掌握了其中的五种，剩下的一种就是他渴望学习掌握的尼亚亚逻辑学。
He left Navadvip to go study at the seat of high learning of Nyaya. So as is the policy of Brahmanas, they're liberal. Someone comes to learn, so they taught him Nyaya. But they weren't so liberal that they would give him the text.Because then they would have a competitor back in Navadvip. But that wasn't a problem for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya because hearing and seeing only once, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had a perfect memory, and so when he went back to Navadvip, he wrote the text from memory.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 离开 Navadvip 去教授尼亚亚逻辑学最高的学府学习，但是他们并没有慷慨到为萨瓦波玛巴塔恰亚提供教科书的程度，因为他们担心萨瓦波玛巴塔恰亚学习完之后返回到纳瓦对普会成为他们的竞争对手。虽然他们没有给萨瓦波玛巴塔恰亚提供教科书，但这一点对于他来说并不是问题，因为他只要看一眼听一耳朵就能过耳不忘，过目不忘，他的记忆力极强。后来他学习完毕返回到 Navadvip 之后，凭着他惊人的记忆力把逻辑学写成了教科书。
And then he taught all six doctrines and his fame spreadFar and wide, the king of Orissa invited Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to become his chief priest in Jagannath Puri and have a great position in that government. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya accepted the invitation and he shifted his residence from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri.
后来他就在那Navadvip 教授这六大学说，他的名声远近闻名，乃至传到了 Orissa 的 Jagannath Puri 的国王那里。后来 Jagannath Puri 的国王给他发来一封邀请函，请求他去 Jagannath Puri 担任 Jagannath Puri 的首席祭司，并且担任政府的要职。萨瓦波玛巴塔恰亚欣然接受了，于是他从 Navadvip 搬到了 Jagannath Puri。
After some time, Nimai Pandit or Lord Chaitanya was born and conducted his childhood pastimes and his youthful pastimes and his marriage pastimes and then his sannyas and he went to Jagannath Puri。
后来过了一段时间，朱切坦尼马哈帕普降临了，尼麦潘迪特降临了。他在纳瓦蒂普上演了他的童年逍遥时光、青年逍遥时光、婚姻的逍遥时光、居士的逍遥时光。后来他做了 sannyasi， 去到了 Jagannath Puri。
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attempting to enter Jagannath Puri, aSmall event, an important event took place where Lord Chaitanya wanted to go take darshan of some temples on the route heading towards Jagannath Puri, he handed his danda to Lord Nityananda for safekeeping so he could cross a river and go see the deities in those temples.
当主切坦纳马哈帕布一路辛苦地进入到 Jagannath Puri 的路上，一件小小的事件发生了。当主切坦纳马哈帕布沿着去往 Jagannath Puri 的路上，想觐见当地的一些庙宇的神像，于是他亲手把当的三亚西棍交给了朱尼提南的，让他保管好，这样他就可以渡河去觐见当地一些庙宇的神像。
And while Lord Chaitanya was gone, a very interesting and funny episode took place. Lord Nityananda started having a conversation with the Danda.
当主离开之后，一件非常有意思的插曲发生了。主 Nityananda对着手中的当打棍开始对话。
And Lord Nityananda said, Who are you? How is it possible that the personality of Godhead needs to undergo austerities like carrying you here and there? I don't like seeing Lord Chaitanya having to undergo austerities like this, and he...broke the danda in three pieces and threw it in the river.
他对当大棍说道，你是谁呀？人歌手神怎么可能需要去做各种苦行，就像拿着你四处行走呢？我可不喜欢看着他从事这样的苦行。然后他将当大折成了三段，扔到了河里。
When Lord Chaitanya came back, after seeing the deities, they continued their travel. And just at the edge of the area where you could see the tower of the Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya requested Lord Nityananda to give him his danda so he could go to the temple carrying his danda.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 觐见完神像之后返回到那里继续旅行。当他们到达能够在那里看到 Jagannath Puri 神庙塔顶塔尖的地方的时候，主切坦纳马哈帕普请求主尼田南的把当达棍交给他，这样他好拿着当达棍去到庙里觐见神像。
But Lord Nityananda said, Oh, a great misfortune happened.You were swooning in ecstasy and you fell on the danda and it broke in three pieces. I don't have the danda anymore.
主尼天南达说道，哦，不幸的事情发生了。当你沉浸在狂喜当中的时候，你将当大棍摔到了地上，当大棍折成了三段。我现在手里没有当大棍了。
Now that isn't what happened, but that's what he said.And it's part of a lila. So Lord Chaitanya said, What? As a sannyasi, what are my possessions but my danda and my water pot kamandalu? And you have neglected to take proper care of my danda? I don't want to travel with you anymore.
虽然事实并非如此，但是主尼天南达却这么说了。这是 Lila 消失光的一部分。主切坦纳马哈帕普听罢说道，什么？作为 Sanyasi， 我没有我的当打，我的水罐 Kamandalu， 我算什么 Sanyasi 托钵僧啊？你竟然对我的当打如此的不理不睬，没有好好的保管，我再也不想跟你一起旅行了。
It's a lila, but he spoke like that and said, "You go to Puri first, and I'll wait here, or I'll go to Puri first, and you wait here, until I reach Puri, but I won't travel with you.
这是消时光的一部分，朱切坦的马哈帕布这样说道，要么你先去加格纳的普瑞，我在这里等着，或者我先去加格纳的普瑞，你在这儿等着，一直到我抵达加格纳的普瑞为止。总之，我不想跟你一起旅行了。
He said, "Oh, you go first. We shouldn't inconvenience you." So Lord Chaitanya entered Puri alone. It was a pastime, so that the following events could occur. When Lord Chaitanya was traveling to the Puri temple, moments seemed like 12 years or more, just like our Shikshastaka prayer goes. It seemed like forever to get to the temple, and when he got to the temple, when he saw Lord Jagannath, he didn't just see Lord Jagannath that we see, he saw Krishna holding a flute. And he was in ecstasy, and he called out, Krishna!
朱尼天南达说道，哦，那你先去吧。我们不该陪着你一块去的，去加格纳的普里的。于是朱切坦的马哈帕布只身一人去到了加格纳的普里。这是消时光，这样后面的事情就能够顺理成章的发生了。当朱切坦的马哈帕布旅行到加格纳的普里的时候，一刻就像是12年一样，正像 Shikshastaka 主的八姓归里面的祷文所说到的，当主切坦尼马哈帕布进到加格纳塔普里的神庙的时候，一刻就像是永恒一样。当他见到主加格纳塔神像的时候，并非像我们见到神像那样，他见到加格纳塔神像是主 Krishna 手持笛子的样子，于是他陷入了狂喜当中，在那里呼喊着 Krishna，
and went running full speed with his arms extended to embrace Krishna, and he swooned in ecstasy and fell to the ground unconscious. The guards had never seen anything like that before, and so they were with their sticks.Ready to hit him and get him out of the temple.
朱切坦尼马哈帕布立刻高举着双臂，奔向神像，要拥抱神像。就在那一刻，他一下子陷入了狂喜之中，倒在了地上，失去了知觉。在一旁的守卫从未看到这样的场景。于是手拿着棍子要打他，把他赶出神庙。
By providential arrangement, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just happened to come to the temple exactly at that time. He saw this beautiful young sannyasi lying on the ground, stopped the guards from removing him from the temple, waited patiently.For Lord Chaitanya to revive in his external consciousness, that didn't happen. And so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, having authority, the authority of the king's chief priest, he arranged for the body of this young sannyasi to be taken to his home.
由于天意的安排，那时 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 正好走进庙宇觐见神像。他看到了这位年轻英俊的 Sanyasi 躺在地上，于是上前阻止守卫将他的身体搬到神庙之外。他耐心地在那里等候着年轻的 Sanyasi 恢复外在的知觉，苏醒过来，但是他始终没有苏醒。于是他用他的权威是什么呢？他是国王的首席祭司，他运用他的权威，让人把年轻的 Sanyasi 的身体抬到他的家中。
Which is not so far from the temple, very close to the temple. And he was stunned to see the symptoms of Lord Chaitanya's body. His stomach was not moving, his lungs were not moving. He apparently had stopped breathing, and he was very worried. Maybe he's no longer alive. And so he tested, because he was a scholar, he knew what to do. Some very tiny fibers of cotton were placed before the nostrils, and in fact, he showed he's alive, but he's in this Mahabhava stage that a worldly person cannot experience, and so he concluded it's a genuine trance of a most elevated, qualified person. And while this was going on, simultaneously, Lord Nityananda and the other associates that had been traveling with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached the temple, and they saw the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, whose name was Gopinathacharya. They had some pleasant exchanges because they knew each other. That is, Gopinathacharya had also lived in Navadvipa, and he immediately recognized Mukundadatta. Mukundadatta prostrated himself before the elderly Gopinathacharya, and Gopinathacharya recognized Lord Nityananda. And he, Gopinath, offered his obeisances to Lord Nityananda.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的家离神庙不远。当他看到年轻人的身体征兆时，感到十分惊讶。他的肚腹不动，他的胸膛不动，看上去似乎停止呼吸了。Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 不安起来，他担心年轻人死去了。于是他准备做测试，因为他是一位学者，所以他知道该怎么办。他叫人拿来一点棉花絮，放在年轻人的鼻孔前。棉花絮表明年轻人还活着，说明年轻人处在巴瓦狂喜的境界当中，这种境界是世俗之人所不能体验到的。Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 得出结论，年轻人处在 Mahabhava 之中，他处在真正的神定之中，年轻人是最具资格、最精进的人物。就在这一切发生的同时，主 Nityananda 和一直陪同主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 旅行的那些其他同游们都到达了庙宇。他们在神庙看到了 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的妹夫 Gopinathacharya， 并上前跟他寒暄问候起来，因为他们互相认识。 Gopinathacharya 曾经也在 Navadvipa 居住过。 Gopinathacharya 立刻一眼认出了 Mukundadatta， Mukundadatta 向前五体投地的顶拜年长资深的 Gopinathacharya。Gopinathacharya 还认出了主 Nityananda， 于是向主 Nityananda 致敬顶拜。
And he, Gopinath, offered his obeisances to Lord Nityananda. And they had some discussion, have you seen Lord Chaitanya? And he said, oh, that must be the one that's gone to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's home. He fainted in the temple.And so they went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's home to see if that in fact was Lord Chaitanya.
然后他们互相谈论起来。他们问 Gopinathacharya 见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 没有。Gopinathacharya 回答说，那肯定就是那位被抬到 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 家中的人。他当时晕倒在庙宇里，然后他们结伴同行去到 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的家中，去证实那个人是否真的就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
When they reached there, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya didn't know what to do, but they did. Very simple. They chanted.The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, very loudly, again and again and again, and that brought Lord Chaitanya to external consciousness.
他们到那里的时候， Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 正不知道该怎么办呢，但是他们知道，很简单， 他们一次又一次，一次又一次，一次又一次的大声唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra。这唱诵声使得主切特纳马哈帕布恢复了外在的知觉。
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya recommended that they all take their bath in the sea because they had been traveling, and by the time they came back, he would arrange for Jagannath Prasad for them all.
然后萨瓦巴玛巴塔恰亚建议他们全都到海洋沐浴，因为他们一路旅行而来。当他们沐浴结束返回之后，萨瓦巴玛巴塔恰亚会给他们所有人安排荣耀 Jagannath Prasadam。
So they did what he recommended. He made arrangements when Lord Chaitanya and his associates came back to take prasad. Lord Chaitanya said, as a sannyasiI'll just take some rice and some simple boiled vegetable.
他们依言而行。萨瓦巴玛巴塔恰亚为他们做出安排，把他们带到海洋沐浴。主切特纳马哈普和他的所有同游们沐浴完返回之后，萨瓦巴玛巴塔恰亚安排他们全都荣耀。Jagannath Prasad 主切特纳说道，作为一名 Sanyasi， 我只吃一些米饭和一些简单的、炒熟了的蔬菜。
The host Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, just take prasad as Lord Jagannath took, please do that. So they obliged. They had niceShadam, and then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya arranged for one of his associates to take the whole group to see the deity of Jagannath's temple.
然后 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 请他的一位同游带领着整个队伍去到神庙去觐见 Jagannath Puri。萨瓦邦巴巴塔恰亚作为招待客人的主人，请求主切特纳，你就荣耀荣耀主加格纳特吃过的普萨丹吧。主切特纳听从了他的，他们所有人荣耀了美味可口的加格纳特普萨丹。然后萨瓦邦巴巴塔恰亚安排他的一位同游带着所有人去到 Jagannath Puri 神庙觐见神像。
While they had gone, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is now discussing with his brother-in-law Gopinath Acharya, who is this young sannyasi? He's so beautiful and his features are amazing and his manner is so gentle.
待他们所有人走了之后， Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 跟他的妹夫 Gopinath Acharya 讨论起来，这位年轻的 Sanyasi 托钵僧是谁？他是如此的英俊，他的这些特点是如此的令人惊叹，他的行为是如此的温文尔雅。
So Gopinath Acharya knew very well Lord Chaitanya's father was Jagannath Mishra by name, and Nilambar Chakravarti was his grandfather, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya knew all those people and said, oh, my father was a very close friend with Nilambar Chakravarti, and I always have great regard forJagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya's father.
Gopinath Acharya 对此非常的熟悉，他知道朱切特尼亚的父亲是谁。朱切特尼亚的父亲是 Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra 的父亲是 Nilambar Chakravarti. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 听了之后感叹道，哦， 我的父亲跟 Jagannath Mishra 的父亲 Nilambar Chakravarti 是非常要好的朋友，我本人对 Jagannath Mishra 是非常敬重的。
So he's like family to me. I'll treat him like my son.
所以对于我来说，他就像是我的家里人，我会像对待儿子一样的对待他。
So this mood was connecting very nicely. Then Lord Chaitanya's associates came back. Oh, before they came back, Gopinath wanted to know, or excuse me, Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya wanted to know what is his sannyas initiation.
立刻萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚内心对主切坦尼亚产生了如此深厚的情感。在他们所有人回来之前，萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚想要了解他是从哪里得到三亚西启迪的。
And Gopinath Acharya explained that the line in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had accepted sannyas.Was the Bharati line.
然后 Gopinath Acharya 向他解释说 Chaitanya 是从 Bhavati 这个 Sanyasi 传承当中得到的 Sanyasi 启迪。
And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya being a very skilled and proficient scholar said, Oh, if he wants...I can give him the mantras, I know the whole procedure, and I can give him sannyas in a much higher line of sannyasis.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, 这位职业技能十分娴熟的学者说道，哦，如果他愿意的话，我可以给他 mantra, 我对整个程序非常的熟悉，我可以给他 sannyasi 启迪。一个处在更高等的 Sanyasi 传承当中的 Sanyasi 启迪。
Gopinath Acharya was very disturbed. He was with Mukunda Datta. They had a close relationship with one another. Well, Gopinath Acharya started to chastise because they had that kind of affectionate relationship. So he was chastising Sarvabhauma Acharya. You don't understand.Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Gopinath Acharya 听罢开始批评 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. 那个时候 Gopinath Acharya 身边站着 Mukunda Datta, 他们之间的关系非常的亲密。因为 Gopinath Acharya 和 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 有很亲密的关系，他批评 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya， 你不知道主 Chaitanya 是谁，他就是至尊人格守神本人。
You saw the symptoms, the uncommon characteristics you already know by symptoms, but you cannot recognize.Even he's the personality of Godhead in your own home, you cannot recognize how unfortunate you are.
你看到了他身上不同寻常的品质，你知道这一点。你看到了他身上不非凡的品质，但是你却没有认出他来。甚至至尊歌手神本人来到你的家中，你都没有认出他来，你是多么的不幸呢？
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, My dear Gopinath, please consider what you're saying. According to scripture, there's no incarnation in this age of Kali, and that is one of his names, Tri Yuga.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 回答说，我亲爱的 Gopinath, 你好好想想你说的一番话吧。根据经典 在这个卡利年代是没有化身的，所以他有一个名字叫 Tri Yoga。
So why are you considering him the personality of Godhead without reference to scripture? And on what authority are you speaking?
Tri Yoga 是至尊歌手神的一个名字，你为什么认为他是至尊歌手神而不参照经典所说的呢？你是依据什么权威来这么说的呢？
Opina said, I'm speaking on the authority of scripture and the realization because I received some mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so I can properly understand the conclusion of the scripture.
Gopinath Acharya 回答说，我是根据经典和觉悟这么说的，因为我从主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里获得了一些仁慈，我能够正确地理解经典的结论。
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's students objected. What? We don't understand by realization, we understand by logic and reason. Remember that was Nyaya, that expertise that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had developed and he had taught his students and they understood you can understand conclusive truths by logic and reason.
萨婆巴玛巴塔恰亚的学生反对说，什么？我们不是通过觉悟来理解真理的，我们是通过逻辑和推理 来理解。你们还记得吗？在以前，萨婆巴玛巴塔恰亚努力培养尼亚亚这一技能，这一专业技能，然后他将这个逻辑学交给了他的学生，他的学生从他那里了解到，通过逻辑和推理去了解真理的结论。
And Gopinath Acharya then cited scripture after scripture after scripture, indicating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in fact the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
然后 Gopinath Acharya不断地引述经典来说明主切坦尼亚就是至尊人格所生本人。
But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what is the use of scriptural references because without having received the mercy of the personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will not understand.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, 你研习经典又有什么用呢？如果没有得到至尊歌手神主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈，你永远也无法理解。
Then he spoke the following words, very important, listen carefully. When the Lord will be pleased with you, you will also understand these conclusions, and we'll quote from the Shastras.Now this is a very significant part of this pastime, that is, getting the mercy of one who has gotten the mercy.
然后他说了下面一席话，请大家仔细听好。这段话非常重要。当主对一个人十分满意的时候，这个人也会了解经典的所有的结论，并且引经据典，这一点是非常重要的。这是《逍遥时光》当中的一段一部分。一个人应该从一个获得了仁慈的人那里获得仁慈。
According to scripture, according to Ramayana, we discussed this during our.Travel in the Dunduk forest, that the way that one begins spiritual life is receiving the prayers and well wishes of one who is very dear to the Lord.
我们从经典当中了解到，我们从 Ramayana 当中了解到，当我们朝圣丹德卡森林的时候，讨论过 Ramayana。 一个人开始灵修的方式 使他从主的心爱的人那里获得祝福和祈祷。
This event, Gopinath Acharya's giving this benediction and blessing to his brother-in-law, resulted in Lord Chaitanya giving his mercy and blessing to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was super scholar. He was the elite in scholarship, but the scholarship that he had received was all impersonal.
Gopinath Acharya 给予他的英兄 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 祝福与仁慈，是由于 Gopinath Acharya 从主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里获得祝福与仁慈的原因所在，从而 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 从他那里获得了这样的祝福与仁慈。Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 是一位超级学者，他满腹经纶，出类拔萃，但是他获得的所有的学问全都是非人格的。
He was an ardent follower of Shankaracharya and only knew impersonal conclusions through logic and reason.
他是 Shankaracharya 的忠实的追随者，他只是通过逻辑和推理来知道非人格的结论。
Lord Chaitanya returned with his associates. They were Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya honored Lord Chaitanya, saying, I've heard your family lineage and you're a sannyasi.I'm a grahastha. I accept you as my preceptor, my teacher.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 协同他的同友们从神庙里回到 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的家中。Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 荣耀了主 Chaitanya。他说道：“我听说了你的家族谱。您是 sannyasi， 而我是一位 grahastha 居士。”我要把你接受为我的长辈，我的老师。
It's a cultural respect, however old one may be. If one is in the association of even a young sannyasi, deference goes to the sannyas order. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya knew that, and he did that.
这是一种尊崇文化的礼节，无论年岁多大。在交往的过程当中，即便遇到一位年轻的 sannyasi， 也应该去尊重这样一位处在 sannyasi 境界的人士。Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 对此很清楚，他也这么做了。
And then Lord Chaitanya's response was very humble. Lord Chaitanya's response was, "No, no, no. You are my superior."You are the most wise, learned scholar in the land. I'm just a young sannyasi. I don't know what is right and wrong. So you please protect me. I take shelter of you, and I accept you in this way, like a disciple to guru.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的回应是非常谦卑的。主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回答道：“不不不。不”您是我的长辈，我只是一个年轻的 sannyasi， 您是这片土地上最有学识、最有智慧的学者，我只是一位年轻的 sannyasi， 我不知道对错，请您保护我，我托庇于您，我就像门徒接受灵性导师那样去接受您。
That was Lord Chaitanya's expression of humility. Immediately, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave an instruction.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以如此谦卑的心态做出了这样的表达。Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 立刻就给了他训示。
From now on, Do not go to the temple alone. Either go with me or with one of my associates. That way you'll be protected.
从今往后，你不要独自一人去到神庙。要么你跟我一起去，要么你跟我的一位同游一起去。这就是对你的保护。
And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered another protection. He says you're young, to maintain the vows of sannyas will not be easy for you. If you like, I can thoroughly instruct you in Vedanta Sutra, and this way you will be protected.
然后 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 给了另一个保护。你非常年轻，一直恪守 sannyasi 的誓言不容易。如果你愿意，我可以从头至尾教授你 Vedanta Sutra， 这样会保护你。
And Rajatanya accepted that invitation, that offer. And so the next morning, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made an elevated seat.Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, so the sannyasi was seated in a higher seat, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was seated at his feet, but giving lessons in Vedanta Sutra.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 欣然接受了他给出的这个邀请。第二天一早，Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就坐了一个高高的座位，因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是 Sannyasi， Sannyasi 应该坐在高位上， Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 则坐在他的足边，但是却教授他 Vedanta Sutra。
And this went on every day, morning till night, for 7 days. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya teaching Vedanta Sutra to the personality of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya said nothing.
就这样，连续七天，从早到晚， Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 教授至尊人格守神主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta Sutra。 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 只是听着，一言不发。
And on the eighth morning,Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was perplexed and said, I don't know if you're understanding or not understanding because you don't say anything.
到了第八天早上， Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 有些困惑，我不知道你到底理解没有，因为你一声不吭。
Have you been understanding Vedanta Sutra?And Lord Chaitanya's very simple reply was, I understand Vedanta Sutra very well, but as you're speaking, it's clouding the meaning more and more and more the more you speak.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 问道，你明白理解了 Vedanta Sutra 吗？主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回答得很简单，我很清楚 Vedanta Sutra 的意思。但是在您的讲解之下， Vedanta Sutra 的意思越来越模糊了。
So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya hearing this said, well, if you understand Vedanta Sutra, then you explain to me.
然后 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 请求道说，如果你明白 Vedanta Sutra 的话，那你向我解释一番吧。
And Lord Chaitanya's explanation of Vedanta Sutra is presented in a summary way. It's very important section of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And hearing Lord Chaitanya's explanation, he was astonished. It's so clear and pure and simple and direct.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 言简意赅地概述了 Vedanta Sutra 的意思，这在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中有描述。 萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚听了他的解释之后惊讶不已，他的解释是如此的简单明了直接纯净。
He was appreciating very much. So much so that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested Lord Chaitanya, Can you explain things so nicely? Can you explain the Atmarama verse? For those of you that don't know,
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 非常欣赏朱切坦的马哈帕布的解释，乃至于他请求朱切坦的马哈帕布说道，你解释的是这么精彩，你能不能够解释一下 Atmarama 师节呢？对于这些不知道这个师节的奉献者
The Atmarama verse is a very important verse in Canto 1, Chapter 7 of Srimad Bhagavatam, composed by Srila Vyasadeva.
Atmarama 师节是由施拉维亚萨德夫撰写的《圣典博迦瓦坛》当中第一篇第七章里的一个师节。
It explains in essence that one who is already on the stage of perfection, Atmarama, their happiness is full within. Even such persons, they're attracted to the topics of Krishna, because the topics of Krishna are all spiritual. And one who is not attracted to anything material.Is very attracted to the pastimes of Krishna because they're all spiritual.
Atmarama 师节阐明的实质精髓是一个已经处在完美境界当中的人 Atmarama 都被 Krishna Katha 关于 Krishna 的话题所吸引，因为这些话题全都是灵性的，他们对物质索然无味。他们被 Krishna 的消时光所吸引，因为这些消时光全都是灵性的。
So, Lord Chaitanya, hearing this request, said, "Why don't you explain? You're a super scholar. Why don't you share your understanding of the meaning?" And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, very proud, was very happy to explain. And so, 16 different ways he explained the Atmarama verse.
朱切坦纳马哈帕布听了他的请求回答道，您为什么不来回答呢？您为什么不来解释一下呢？您是超级学者。萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚心中十分的骄傲，他也非常的高兴去对这个阿特玛拉玛世界进行解释，于是他以16种不同的方式对阿特玛拉玛世界给出了我们的解释。
And then asked Lord Chaitanya, would you kindly now explain? So Lord Chaitanya, so whole chapter dedicated in Chaitanya Charitamrita to Lord Chaitanya's explanation of the Atmarama verse.
然后萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚请求朱切坦的马哈帕布仁慈的予以解释。Chaitanya Charitamrita, 主永恒的 Chaitanya 经有一整章节描述了朱切坦的马哈帕布对阿特玛拉玛这个师节的重要解释。
And, hearing it, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya again was astonished. Now this is a strategy, that is to say, breaking the pride of a scholar may be possible by showing superlative scholarship.
萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚听了之后再一次惊愕不已，可能这是一种战略，为了粉碎一个人心中的骄傲，有的时候会去运用极为高超的学问击败对方的骄傲，粉碎对方的骄傲。
Some people that are proud they will never accept something that's better than what they haveBut Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the personality Godhead, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, not being an offensive person, just a misguided person.
有一些傲慢十足的人是不能够接受这一点的，因为他们无法接受别人比他强。在这里，朱切坦的马哈帕普是至尊人格守神，而萨佛波玛巴塔查亚，他不是一个有冒犯性的人物，他是受到了误导。
It broke through his pride. His pride was smashed, and then he understood not only the meaning of the Atmarama verse, but he then concluded, "You're not just a scholarly sannyasi." You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
就这样，萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚的骄傲被粉碎了。萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚不仅明白理解了阿特玛拉玛师姐的含义，而且他还得出一个结论，说道：您不仅只是一位满腹经纶的学者，您就是至尊人格守神本人。
And Lord Chaitanya smiled, and to reciprocate with that submission of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya showed his six-armed form. Six arms means two arms, Krishna holding his flute, two arms, Ram holding bow and arrow, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu holding his danda and his water pot, Kamandu.
主切坦尼马哈帕布微微一笑，为了回应萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚的谦卑的心态，主切坦尼马哈帕布在他面前展示了他的六臂形体。这六臂其中有两臂代表着主 Krishna， 双手持笛的主 Krishna， 两臂代表着手持弓与箭的主 Ramachandra， 还有两只手臂代表着是主 Chaitanya 手持当打和 Kamandalu 水罐的主 Chaitanya。
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted and paid obeisances again and again and again, submitting himself in unalloyed devotion to the personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya晕倒在地，他醒来一次又一次，一次又一次地向主切坦尼马哈帕布顶礼膜拜，恭恭敬敬地向至尊一个守神主切坦尼马哈帕布献上纯粹的奉爱服务。
The very next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went very early to the Jagannath Temple.And at the Upala Bhog ceremony, he was given garlands and prasad of Lord Jagannath, and very quickly went to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
就在第二天一大早，主切坦尼马哈帕布去到了神庙里，参加了 Upala Bhoga 供奉仪式，然后他得到了主 Jagannatha 的花环和 prasadam。并带着这些去到萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚的家中。
Who didn't get up from Mangalarti? He was still in bed. But Lord Chaitanya went straight to his bedroom and gave him the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. And Sarva Boma Bhattacharya sat up right in bed, unclean everything, and started accepting samples of the Mahaprasad.
萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚那个时候还睡在床上，没有起来做蒙格拉提呢。主切坦尼马哈帕布径直去到他的卧室，将主加格纳的普萨达姆给他。萨瓦波玛巴塔查亚立刻从床榻上起身，还没有洗漱，就去荣耀主切坦尼马哈帕布给予他的加格纳的普萨达姆。
Lord Chaitanya said, "Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what are you doing?"You're a Brahmana. You know the rules for a Brahmana. You don't eat until you have taken bath, washed your mouth, worshipped your deity, and done all these procedures, and then you can accept your meal.
主席坦尼马哈帕布说，萨瓦波玛巴塔恰呀，你在干什么呢？ 你是一位婆罗门 Brahman 啊。婆罗门是知道规则的，在没有洗漱、沐浴、崇拜神像的情况下，是不能够进食的。
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, being so scholarly, started quoting Vaishnava scripture saying, when one receives the prasad of the Supreme Lord, one should accept it immediately, regardless of one's condition, and even if the prasad is old and stale, you accept, as it's the mercy of the Personality Godhead, accept the mercy of the Personality Godhead.
然后满腹学问的 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 立刻引述了 Vaishnava 经典，说道：当一个人接受到至尊歌手神的菩萨等的时候，他应该立刻荣耀，无论他处在一种什么样的情况下。即便是 Mahapusadam 成就了，他也应该立刻荣耀，因为这是至尊人歌手神的仁慈。一个人应该立刻接受至尊人格受身的仁慈。
Lord Chaitanya conducted that pastime specifically to examine, had Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya now become fully a devotee instead of just a argumentative scholar.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之所以上演这段逍遥时光，是为了检验Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 是否全心全意的从事奉爱服务。现在他不再是一个好争斗的所谓的满腹经纶的学者了。主席他那马哈帕布对此非常的高兴。
Now, as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had many, many students, thousands of students,Many of those thousands of students were also sannyasis looking up to him. So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a devotee, a Vaishnav, all these students, they had great reverence and regard for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they also became Vaishnavs following him.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 有成千上万的学生，在这成千上万的学生当中，有成千上万的 sannyasi， 他们都非常的敬重 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya， 并且对 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 怀着十分崇敬的心态。现在 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 成为了一位 Vaishnava， 一位奉献者，所以他们也追随 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的步伐，成为了 Vaishnava 奉献者。
And after some time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya posed an important question to Lord Chaitanya. That important question is as follows.
过了一段时间 ,Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 向 Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 提出了一个非常重要的问题，而这个问题是至关重要的。这个问题是这样子的。
According to scripture, there are many recommended activities that are purifying and elevating. Is there one amongst them that is particularly important and prominent above all others?
在经典里推荐了各种各样的活动，这些活动是为了提升净化一个人的内心，在所有的这些活动当中，有一项是非常凸显重要的。
And immediately, Lord Chaitanya immediately explained this very important verse from Naradiya Purana.
Naradiya Purana.
Harir Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva.Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Gatiranyata. All devotees know that very important verse. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Now, There's nine processes of bhakti, but they're all to be connected with the chanting of the holy name.
主席他那马哈帕普立刻吟诵了 Naradiya Purana 当中的一个时节，在这个充满纷争与虚伪的年代，唯一得到救赎的方法除了唱诵主的圣名，别无他法，别无他法，别无他法。奉案服务有九种，而所有这些都跟唱诵主的圣名息息相关。
Many scriptures indicated the same, and after Lord Chaitanya elaborately explained the verse to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya again, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was struck with wonder at Lord Chaitanya's explanation.
很多的经典都阐明了这一点，在主且泰涅马哈帕普就这个师节进行详实的阐述之后，萨瓦波玛巴塔恰亚对主且泰涅马哈帕普的解释惊愕不已。
Gopinath Acharya happened to be there, so then he expressed to his brother-in-law, "My dear Bhattacharya, what I foretold to you has now taken place."
恰巧 Gopinath Acharya 也在现场。Gopinath Acharya 向他的英雄 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 表白说道，我所预言的现在成为了现实。这个预言是什么呢？当你获得主切坦尼马哈帕布的仁慈的时候，你就能够明白谁是经典的结论。由于这个祝愿，所以主切坦尼马哈帕布将全部的仁慈赐予了萨瓦波玛巴塔恰亚，然后萨瓦波玛巴塔恰亚对他的妹夫说了些什么呢？
And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Because I am related to you, and you are a devotee, by your mercy, the Lord has shown mercy to me. You are a first-class devotee, whereas I am in the darkness of logical arguments."
因为我和你之间的关系，你是奉献者，通过你的仁慈，主且泰涅马哈帕布赐予我他的仁慈，你是一流的奉献者，而我只是处在黑暗之中好争辩，进行逻辑争辩的人。由于你和至尊主之间的关系，主向我赐予了他的仁慈。
The message is,Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was giving credit, and correctly, to Gopinath Acharya's kindness upon him. And because of Gopinath Acharya's kindness upon him, Lord Chaitanya gave his kindness to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 在此荣耀了 Gopinath Acharya. 由于 Gopinath Acharya 对他仁慈，所以主且泰涅马哈帕布赐予萨瓦波玛帕达恰亚仁慈，这是这里所传递的信息。
This is the way of our Vaishnava life. The fullness of descending mercy of the personality of Godhead flows through the devotees of the Lord.
这就是 Vaishnava奉献者的生活方式，至尊人格守神自上而下所赐予的全部的仁慈，通过主的奉献者流淌而来。
And Gopinath Acharya was a first-class devotee, He had all faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gopinath Acharya 是一流的奉献者，他对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 有着完全的信心。
As did so many of his other associates, but Gopinath Acharya specifically, being his not only being his relative but well-wisher, Gopinath Acharya gave the mercy that he was carrying to his brother-in-law, and then Lord Chaitanya in turn gave his mercy to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
就像主的许多其他同流那样，在这段具体的逍遥时光当中， Gopinath Acharya 不仅仅是 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的亲属，而且更是他的助愿者。 Gopinath Acharya 将自己所承载的仁慈给予了 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya。 后来主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 将他的仁慈给予了 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 作为回应。
Later, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya composed several verses, 100 verses. Two are especially well known because they carry the importof Lord Chaitanya and his teachings. It's a nice verse to learn. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartam ekam purushak puranam.
后来 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 写了100首诗文，其中有两首诗文是非常有名的。这两首诗文阐明了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导的要义。
Learn the verse because it's teaching that Lord Chaitanya's gift of Krishna Bhakti, Nija Bhakti Yoga, ceaselessly engaging in devotional service, Nija Bhakti Yoga, is naturally supported by and accompanied with knowledge and detachment, Vairagya Vidya.Devotees of Lord Chaitanya learned from him, and in disciplic succession, we are to learn from such devotees. Knowledge and detachment are helpful in the bhakti process, and devotion to the personality of Godhead in the form of his devotee Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakens the natural stateThat's intrinsic to all souls, the natural state of love for the personality of Godhead, most effectively awakened through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
应该好好的学习这个诗节。这个诗节教导的是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 派发的是 Krishna Bhakti, Nitya Bhakti Yoga.全心全意的从事奉爱服务 Nitya Bhakti Yoga. Nitya Bhakti Yoga 自然而然的全然的伴随着气觉和知识的支撑 Vairagya Vidya主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的奉献者从他那里和使徒传习当中学习到，我们就是从使徒传习处在使徒传习的奉献者当中那里去学习到的。在奉献服务当中，知识和气觉是很有帮助的。对至尊歌手神的奉爱，通过他的奉献者主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形象呈现出来，唤醒我们原本的状态，唤醒我们所固有的本性，而这种本性就是爱至尊人格手神的自然状态。 通过 唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 唱诵主的圣名，能够最有效地唤醒这原本的状态。 Hare KrishnaHare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So my well wishes go to all of you for a joyous Guru Purnima festival, remembering the personality God. It is in itself a festival and bestows upon persons who hear, chant, and remember him.A natural awakening of our dormant inclination to love him, serve him, and the beloved Radha Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Zhong xin de zhu yuan da jia zhu zai yi qi huan qing格罗普尼玛盛大的节日，希望大家在主的节日里不断地铭记忆念他，唱诵荣耀，忆念至尊人格守神，唤醒我们原本对他对 Radha Krishna 的爱心与服务。非常感谢大家。 Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai。